Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I need to become the godfather of tequila because, holy fuck, I thought I almost ran out of shit to review. I was like, shit, I got plenty of whiskey to talk about. Shit, at this point, I might even got more cognac to talk about. But I was like, holy shit, I was looking in that tequila cabinet. I was like, what the fuck? What's going on here? It was looking kind of low as far as things to talk about. And if what I haven't not talked about, it is saved for special needs of a special yes. month, if you will. But I was able to find something. I was very thankful to find this because I knew I had it, and I was just like, where the fuck is it? But that's neither or less. It's tequila week here on The Last Drop, people. Mm-hmm, it is tequila week. This is the first tequila week.
First of the year.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
This is the first tequila week poured? Yeah, that's true.
I think so, right?
Yeah. So do you remember what our first tequila of last year was?
Oh, was it La Cretona?
It was La Cretona.
Yeah, okay. I do. I do remember we started right off the bat with some bullshit. So yeah.
Good memory on your part, sir. Cody will not remember what happened last week, but he can remember some bullshit.
Yep. Well, it just sticks with you, for better or worse.
Still can't get that Dobel taste out of my mouth. That motherfucker, it just won't go.
Christ, I've never had anything that tastes like that, man. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime flavor. For all the wrong reasons.
You know, did you still notice how you never taste that extra añejo or any of that in there?
Mm-mm, I don't taste any of that shit.
It shit tastes like its own spirit.
This shit tastes like sweet and low. What the fuck is this?
It tastes like its own spirit. That's the funny thing about it.
That shit is disgusting. Yeah. Worst fucking pours I've ever had.
That was our number one, right? I don't even remember what
I better be. Nah, we can change that shit right now.
We can change that right now.
Yeah, fuck that.
Well, shit, Cody, we only got two more weeks of this month left. Mm-hmm. And then we kick off March with our El Tesoro month.
Oh, man, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
Wouldn't that be funny if it's the biggest disappointing month of all time?
We'd
be
like, oh, that would suck ass. Especially since we've been hyping up El Tesoro all this time, talking about, oh, man, they're reliable. Well, price. Oh, this is gonna be one of the greatest months ever. Trying to be some bullshit. That would suck.
It's like, oh, that sucked. Remember that time we was gonna do that Cos Connie's month and we switched it to Cabal month or whatever?
Yes.
I was thinking like, oh, maybe we should go back to that Cos Connie. Then I looked at them prices and said, oh yeah, hold on.
Not your shit.
Yeah, maybe an episode.
They get their shit together, maybe. It ain't there yet, so.
Well, they came out with that new añejo, Rosa añejo, and that shit was still over. That shit was $139. I was like, ah, damn. God damn. You know what? I had a buddy. I don't want to say the name, whatever and shit, because I don't even know if they're supposed to be talking about the liquor yet, because he just got a sample bottle of it. And it was a Blanco, and he got the añejo. The añejo was 105 or 109, whatever. Probably. I said 105, 109. That's fine. Yeah, añejos, they... Añejos, I mean, the price cutoff should be like 115 to me or whatever stuff. I think that 110 is like, that's it right there, you know. And they could range between 69 or 100. You just never know. I mean, añejos seem to be all. I saw the El Tesoro añejo. That's just $65. It's like, well, damn. That's perfect pricing, actually. That might be a pour for a regular ass añejo month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be.
But the Blanco he told me that he had, he told me that they said the price for that when it goes on sale is $90. I said, you can keep that motherfucker then. What? $90? I said, are we Cos Connies here? What are we doing? $90 for some
jungle juice? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's the, I said, ain't even a high proof. It's a regular. Oh, that company ain't going to succeed.
Mm-hmm. That's a no for me, dog. Nah, that's not happening.
How can you be a new company? You dropping Blancos at $90 or whatever. And like you said, that ain't even like the Siempre Viva or some jungle juice or what high proof does cost $90? Yeah, I'm trying to think about it now. Not too many, right, Cody?
Not too many.
No.
None that comes to mind right now.
Them the only two I can think of in that price range, the Siempre Viva and the And the Semper V, you can find for like 79 sometimes, whatever. But Semper V and the Cascanes juice, the other, yeah, because you can, I even told him, I said, you can even get G4 high proof for like 45, 50 bucks. Well, funny enough, he told me, yeah, the distiller used to work for G4. And I was like, ah, so clearly it didn't take any of his price practicing to this new company.
Unfortunately, not.
So I was like, you had me intrigued with the story, but I don't know if you know my ratings, dog, but you can keep that motherfucker. So you just keep that based on the principle alone. Matter of fact, I don't even want to try it. I don't even want to try it.
What? Why at that point?
Yeah, because I know I ain't going to buy
it. Zero excitement.
No. No, you already fucked the game up, you know. Especially when you get like Ocho, G4. Shit, you can even get Fortaleza Blanco. You can get all that shit cheaper than that. Speaking of that El Tesoro month, that's a perfect segue into a little story I like to call Fuck That Store. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Strap in, folks.
So me and Cody, we said this year we're going to give back to the stores, you know, the stores we shop at. But we said every fifth week of the month or whatever, we're going to do a store pick. Mm-hmm. We don't care what it is. It could be cognac, Armagnac, tequila, whiskey, whatever. Whatever spirit. They got to pick up. Go ahead, rum. I know they got those. That's part of that new bundle pack now, that Myers rum. Cody, have you seen the Myers rum?
I have. For better or worse, I have.
Buffalo Trace is like the worst goddamn company ever. Shit, they will slap their name on any goddamn thing that ain't bourbon or whatever and shit. Cody, that's the new... Corazon tequila, Cody. That's the Myers rum. That's the new Corazon.
Jesus Christ.
Because you see, they got the handy rum.
Yeah.
And all that shit. It's like, yeah, I bet that don't Lord. Taste good at all.
I don't know what. Zero parts of that shit.
That's that new bundle packet, Cody.
Right off with that.
Sazerac always look for those most uncommon ass brands you don't want and be like, yeah, let's slap our logo on that shit and bundle it. So we decided every fifth week of the month we're gonna do a store pick. We're gonna shout out the stores we like to shop out. And we do this yearly. We talk about our stores. Court, you throw that in there. K&L, you throw that in there. Shit, at one point it used to be Total Wine. They fell off so badly. That's like a in the cut if I'm desperate and that's close by, like now, because their prices mm-hmm. are fucking crazy. But Court, Total, K&L, Louis Liquor, Blue Wine and Spirits, High Proof, and I'll even throw in a sixth one with SoCal Wine and Spirit because every now and then they have some good deals over there and shit. Those are the six stores. And Cork has three locations, obviously, whatever, but still, those are the three stores or the six stores. I don't really fuck with any other stores usually. But we got El Tesoro month coming up, and I just can't pass up on good deals, Cody. You know me. You got six tablets, JB? I need a seventh one. It's on sale, Cody. I needs it, okay? Do you see that sale price, Cody? Do you see it? Oh, my God. It's $100 off. I got to have it. I recently switched my wallet out to my Louis Vuitton clip one. That motherfucker sealed tight. That's a slower way of me getting to that motherfucker or whatever. Okay, so like it takes a while to open it up. Shit.
you mean like some sort of like safety combination lock kind of shit that changes its combination like every hour?
Life to me.
Like go out of your way to figure it out.
Yeah, life to me, Cody, is one giant bid. I'm just bidding on products daily, whatever shit. I see it and I go like, oh, that's full price. We can't fuck with that. No. But you tell me.
But.
Purchase today.
At that same token. If that shit is 30 to 50% off or more, card just swipe.
The card is calling the bank before it even gets touched. It's saying, oh my God, Negro about to lose his mind or whatever and shit. Don't let me see it going out of the business store.
No, Lord.
I start bulging out here like, what that sign said? Going out of what? Damn near.
You see the dust cloud. Every item just gets swept up out there in the blink of an eye.
It's shit I don't even need.
Yeah.
You'll be proud of me, though. I turned down a bottle. Because I didn't want seven fucking bottles. They was giving away seven Heaven Hill bottles. And I was just like, what the fuck am I gonna do with 7 Heaven Hill bottles, whatever and shit? And they was like, give it to your friends. I told that lady, I said, I don't have friends. So I said, hey, I got about two
friends are for the week.
I got about 2 or 3 friends or whatever and shit, realistically. I don't
but they ain't shit.
They don't deserve this. I said,
all for me.
Funny enough, all 3 of them live in West LA, and I was just like, that's just too far. I just can't be doing
fuck them.
Yeah. Cody in like Culver City, Yoon in Central City, and Jermell's like I'm fucking Brentwood. I'm just like, I just don't feel like just going through that route. That's just one big, you know, And I can't do that route anyway because all 3 of them live by some shit that I want to stop at and go buy. So that's a bad combination. I'm trying not to go to Baltaire, but Jermell lives right next to it. And it's just like, well, I mean, shit, you know, I could spend $300 a day on some steak. So we can't pass up that deal. And when I saw this store had these deals, me and Cody was like, ooh, shit, we get some really good bottles and save some good money here, whatever, for cheap and stuff, you know? So I think I just got a haircut. I was doing some errands or whatever and stuff. And I was like, Cody, you at work right now? I'm about to go head over to this store and pick these bottles up real quick. Let's do this. Cause March is like right around the corner. So let's go ahead and just finish the month off. So I get to this store. Let's just go ahead and say the name of this store is called Remedy Liquor. You know, old Remedy. I need the fucking Remedy after the shit that I was told this motherfucker shit. I think that was on the game 2nd album. I'm still looking for that Remedy because the Remedy ain't helping right now. Hopefully it's in this bottle right here when I start drinking. They got this deal, people. Go to their website. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and pull that bad boy up right now so I can.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
We need to provide a context for this.
Yeah, because I kept it too. I was going to close it.
It's one very prominent thing on that webpage. It's very prominent to the story. Very important piece.
I love that the only disclaimer on here is that packaging may vary. What packaging? What does that mean, Cody? Like you going to switch the bottles? Like, I don't understand. The shit don't come in no packaging, Cody.
This may not come in the case. It's supposed to come in. That shit in a magenta case or some shit like that.
They're gonna put it in a decanter, man?
Yeah.
That's it. You know what? At this point, I would have fucking took it. I would have been like, hey, better than nothing, I guess, because that's what I got. Hold on, nothing. So, and the reason why we don't fuck with it is too goddamn far. It's in old Sun downtown Glendale. So, you know, if you know your history of Glendale people, Glendale and Burbank here in California used to be old sundown towns. It looks like that messaging is still kind of clear. So they got this deal, Cody. The El Tesoro Tequila Reposado Mundial Collection, which was the Basil Hayden one, and their El Tesoro Barrel Select, which was their Reposado single barrel. And they got that dude for a bundle. Now, we hate fucking bundle. I can't stand no goddamn bundle. But this bundle is great, Cody. They got it on sale right now for $105. Now, when I tell you them 2 bottles for that price, Cody, that's like, damn, that's great. That single barrel runs for, at least at their store, everywhere else, you can see it for like $69 and $79. I think there it's like $65. And then that Basil Hayden one, that's the only one I haven't seen gone down in price. I know the LaForque one and the Knob Creek one, you could probably find in the $90 range or whatever. But that Basil Hayden one's like $129, $139 or whatever in that range. So $105 for those 2 bottles, dude, that's like shit. That's a steal, right? You're getting 2 bottles for shit for damn near not even the price of 1, realistically. So it says right here, Cody. Right under add to cart. Pickup available at 1700 West Glen Oaks Boulevard. Now, that's the address, and it says usually ready in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's the address of Remedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll scroll down just to see if there's any disclaimer or anything like that. No, it says right here, they got a little description. It says, get your hands on a very special El Tesoro deal. Get 1 bottle of El Tesoro Tequila Reposado aged in Basil Hayden and an extremely I like how they put this one, the extremely limited. Tesoro, which they had bottles of that shit, by the way. Shit had its own shelf. Tesoro Reposado Single Barrel Select for all, only $104.99. I scroll down some more. Nothing else there. All right. I love how it says, after that, you may also like, and it gives me Patron and Clase Azul and Don Julio. Who in the blue fuck is drinking El Tesoro of that high premium and then drinking Casamigos, Don Julio, Patron, and Clase Azul? I just want to know. How they click on that bottle get you to these?
Maybe they see it somewhere now. I don't know. I can't figure it out, but...
It's interesting. That's interesting to me. Because I wouldn't drink any of this shit. The Clase Azul is probably the only one I would have drank out of this if I had to choose. But realistically, I wouldn't drink any of it. So, scrolling, I don't see anything. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to go pick these bottles up. So I get there. I see the bottles, and I'm like, let me double check on this. Because I want to make sure I get this discount. You know, I don't want to just grab these two bottles and go up to the clerk and the next thing, you know, that motherfucker tells me $200. I'm like, oh, hold on now. Wait a minute. So I asked the lady, and she's surrounded by two people. And I say, I show her this exact photo. I was like, hey, do you got any more of these in stock, the bundle deal, whatever? And she looked at me and was like, yeah, I think we do. Let me just double check, though, to make sure, because I think that's online only. I said, oh, that's fine if it's online only. And I said, I could just purchase it now and just, since I'm here, just go ahead.
Pick it up.
Yeah, just pick it up or whatever shit, right? Yeah. So I don't mind doing that at all right now, because most stores do that. It was like, oh, you in a store? Just place it online and we'll complete the order for you. Shit, K&L does that regularly. The guy next to her says, no, it's online only. And I said, oh, that's fine. Here, I'll just do it now. And I pull my phone. He said, no, shipping only. I was like, what you mean shipping only? Like, well, what does that mean? Whatever. Like, you telling me I can't purchase this online right now and just take these bottles that's sitting right behind, just take these and go? He's like, no, it's shipping only. Huh? I'm scrolling, looking on this website.
Look,
I was like,
look at the website. Yep.
Like
the fucking website. What does it say there?
It literally shipping. It literally says pickup available.
Here. Exactly.
It don't say
usually ready within 24 hours or whatever the fuck. Right.
The only disclaimer on here, Cody, is packaging may vary.
Yes.
There's no disclaimer on here that says shipping
only. Is the word shipping anywhere on that goddamn page?
No. There's only a shipping here calculated at checkout for shipping. But that's normal. Every website got that.
So they're clearly just fucking with you then.
Yes. So yeah. I walk up to another guy. I didn't walk up to another guy. I started roaming the store because I was just like, fuck it. I said, I drove all the way down here. It took like 49, 50 minutes to get here. I said, fuck that. I'm getting something. And this other guy walked on. He said, you need any help, sir? And I just said, let me go ahead and test this out on him. I said, yeah, I'm looking for these bottles right here. Show him the website. I said, do you have these? He said, that's only shipping only, buddy. I went like, okay.
Man, I just hearing this right now has me fuming. This is the messiest business practice, man, that I probably ever fucking heard of.
So
this is bad. Very bad.
So I roamed a little bit more, Cody. I roamed, and then I finally just stopped midway, halfway through. Still empty as fuck. I stopped halfway. Workers walking by me and shit. I just stopped midway. I just said loudly too, like not loud, like oh, cause a scene, but loud, like where you could hear it if you was named. I was like, fuck that, I'm out of here. I said, why in the blue fuck would I give my money?
Why
to this fucking store?
Support a fucking store like this? That bullshit. That's crazy.
I said, fuck it. I'll just chalk up the L and on the drive and just say, fuck it. But they not getting a fucking dime out of me. Hell, I was like, nah, they ain't getting a
that.
They not getting shit. And I would have told you to please slap the shit out of this side too as well, whatever. Because, what in the? No. Oh, God, no. So First of all, I got to say this. I don't own a store. I don't know how many times we didn't said this on this goddamn show now, Cody. Jesus Christ. I need to have my own goddamn store. I don't have my own store, so I don't know how business practices, but I can almost guarantee, Cody, if I had a store right now and I had something like this online with a little sale.
Bare minimum, man.
And let's just use Cody as a customer. Let's use Cody as a customer. I don't know Cody. I don't know him at all. It's my store. The last drop. It's open. I got this special deal online. Cody walks in. Hey, you the owner? Yeah, I'm the owner. What's up, man? I saw these bottles you got online, man. You think I can get these? I'd have been like, that's my online promo I got going on. But fuck it, you here, man. You know, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Place it online or whatever and stuff. And then I'll go hand you the bottles, whatever. Cody's response. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, shit. I like that.
All right, cool. Yeah. Go ahead, place it online, and let me check the system, see if your name came through or whatever. Came through? All right, here you go, buddy. Enjoy, dude.
Damn. Shall I will. Easy, now, easy.
Now, in what part of my salesman brain would I stop this gentleman from coming to my store by telling him, man, that's online only. And it's only going to ship to you, so you know, don't do that. What?
Crazy. that's the craziest shit, man.
Now I can see once again, maybe the bottles ain't there. They don't have it in stock. But they got the bottles in stock. The bottles in stock, Cody. I'm looking at right the motherfuckers. There. I'm staring hard at them. You know what I'm saying? I'm staring hard at them. And you tell me, that tells me their website's a failure. Don't nobody go to that motherfucker.
Oh, it's an absolute fucking failure.
They don't go to that
motherfucker. That coding is all fucked.
And no one goes to that motherfucker. Everybody goes to the store, and they buying some bullshit vodka. Because that's the only person I saw that was getting something. They was in the vodka aisle. I was just like, well, then that tells me what the fuck their customers are or whatever shit. So I just want to say this out loud. Fuck this store.
Yeah, fuck Remedy.
Yeah, fuck that store.
Fuck Remedy.
That's some bullshit. What
that,
the fuck?
That is the worst, man.
The fuck you mean shipping
the fucking
only?
Worst. Not your fucking website.
You know, that's the second time they done some shit with that website where you just look at it and go like...
Fix that shit. Because you know, obviously, it's going to mislead motherfuckers. They should have been understanding about that, but no. They give zero fucks, man.
That
zero
tells fucks. Me they don't know a fucking thing about liquor. No. The industry itself. They don't know how to sell, and that's what that shit is. So yeah. So that annoyed the shit out of me so much, whatever, that I just said I you on my shit list now.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of stories on my shit list or whatever. Uh-huh. I think I forgot which ones were at the top, but Remedy, yeah. you just pierced yourself right up.
They just shot themselves to the top of the list as having the honor of being having the worst of 2026 named after them.
Yeah, and I will say this,
Remedy Liquor Award.
If you in LA and you that deep in LA, just go to K&L in Hollywood. Don't even waste your fucking time.
No, don't even bother. Look at that store, fucking dime.
Yeah, you know it's funny because they'll tell you. Me and Cody always make jokes about this. Support mom and pop shops, and me and Cody are like fuck that. Shop at Amazon. Cheap. They give you money back. Ain't no shit problems or whatever. Fuck that. I don't know what creepy shit or weird shit Jeff Bezos did, but Amazon's a lifesaver, goddamn it. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So this is another case of fuck that. Don't shop at my fuck that mom. How they say I don't never wish no closure to any. Well, hold on. Let me think about that now.
I was about to say.
Arby's can close. I don't know why the fuck that's around still. They didn't go ahead and eat dick. Burger King, that's another one. I hate looking at it. It's just looking at it pisses me off, whatever. Rallies, you can go away too.
I think Del Taco can kind of go on there too. I haven't had it in years.
I was just going to say Del Taco too as well. As a matter of fact, in L.A., Taco Bell and Del Taco, you both can go. We got real taco places here. Yeah. There's a few businesses I wish were closed. I guess I don't wish no harm to anybody, anything like that. But yeah, fuck you, Remedy. Yeah, that was some blatant bullshit right there. I mean, if I worked there, I'd have just been like, why can't we just give it? I guess I'd have been fired, Cody, because they'd have been yelling at me, talking about, you wasn't supposed to give them that. That's for shipping only. I guess I would have been fired. I wouldn't have lasted long there then. I would have broke all kinds of rules. This just further proves my point that I need to scrap together some cash and just open up my own fucking store. Goddamn. Now, granted, I guess I won't be the one drinking this motherfucker, but I will take every bad business practice I've ever seen at these stores over my
inspiration.
17 years of drinking and just go like, this is how it should be run. Because holy fuck. Holy fuck. That's just horrible business. Just horrible. Just terrible. Don't ever shop there.
I don't think I've ever heard a story.
No.
It's egregious, man.
Even K&L is like, yeah, we ain't got it at this store, but you place the order right now, they can hold it at you. They'll locate. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, that's how that works usually.
Something, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Hey, there you go. Wow. And the audacity.
Not to mention, Cody, with shipping, it's like, okay, that ain't even really a deal anymore.
I was going to say, it's not a deal. The shipping cost was like, tackling like another, 25
bucks or whatever and shit. Yeah, I probably got to get insurance on the shit just in case or whatever, so the bottles break or whatever. So that's another $8.
Yeah, saying about like 30 bucks, give or take. 35. Yeah.
Then with taxes and shit included, it's just like, all right, that's an extra 50. So I'm basically breaking 150 then for this. All right. So yeah,
fuck that.
So I ain't saving a fucking dime then. All right. No. So that was the whole point why I drove down here. I was like, oh, might as well just go pick it up, man. Shipping, fuck all that. So yeah,
fix your fucking website, Remedy. Shit's embarrassing.
It really is fucking embarrassing. You make K&L's bots blush.
Jesus,
over there blushing their ass off right now. They like, we never had this problem. Lord, shit.
Be more fucking courteous in the goddamn store.
That shit was like, you might think like, oh, that's embarrassing, whatever. Yeah, for them. I ain't never shopping at that motherfucker. That motherfucker could get it. You could keep this motherfucker.
Yeah. Tell everybody to turn the fuck away from Remedy.
And I started looking around. I was like, nah, I think I bought bottles on one. Fuck. I was like, even thinking like, oh, I was staring at the El Tesoro Anejo. They had it for 60 bucks. I was like, hey, I could get it now for an Anejo month or whatever. And I looked at it and I was like, fuck that.
This store.
I'd rather just pay an extra $6 at a high proof or K&L or something. I was like, fuck that. And they not getting a fucking dime from me. So, yeah. So this is further proof that we can like you. We can respect you. But if you fuck me over, you will get a fuck you on this show so quickly.
Well deserved, my friend. Fuck Remedy.
Yeah, add that to the bullshit list, whatever. You know, every year we keep changing the shit, whatever, but that's going to be the fuck you of the year award right there. Don't get a
Remedy Liquor Award.
Don't get that Remedy Liquor Award, Cody. Don't get that now.
You don't want that.
We called it Dobell last year. But now you don't want that Remedy, baby.
You don't want that Remedy.
Oh, that Remedy will fuck you up. So
No parts of that.
So it is here, Tequila Week here on the Last Drop, Cody.
Yes, sir.
What are we sipping on over there?
Oh, I'm excited for today, my friend. This is actually a brand we'd be kind of talking about a lot on the show, but I don't think we formally reviewed any of their varieties on here. I could be wrong about that, but you better tell me right now when I reveal what this bottle is.
Let's go.
This is Mi Gente's Tio Blanco.
Yes, sir. I think I've talked about it when I had it for the first time when I went to Baltaire last May. Mm-hmm. I took mom's for her birthday to Baltaire Steakhouse, and I asked them what tequila they had, and they had Mi Gente, and I was like, let me get some of that then. Let me try it. Really good stuff, man. You know what's funny? I stared at that new Blanco that just came out at Remedy, too. The one that's the one that's in that Great Gatsby looking box, or whatever, is like black.
Yeah.
Not what it's called or whatever and shit. And I stared at it for long because I was like, man, I really want to try that because that sounds amazing. But I was in my fuck Remedy phase right there.
Right. Like, naturally. Yeah.
I mean, you ain't getting shit out of me. We've never fully reviewed that here on the show.
Right. I'm looking forward to this. So this is the bottle's. Kind of mentioned earlier about getting on Total Wine with that 30% off. Originally 55 with the 30% off, came down to 38. Get some change.
Damn! Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the last drop already.
38 some change. Damn. Shout out Uber Eats.
Damn. Hold on. Uber Eats just beat Remedy. Hold on. Uber Eats got better business practices than Uber Eats. the remedy.
Goddamn right.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so this is their Blanco tequila coming in 80 proof, 40% alcohol.
Say that price one more time. Goddamn, hold on.
38% and some change, my friend. It's like percent, sorry. It's like $8 and some change. I was thinking about the proof on this.
Fucking mind just got blown right now. I think I got blinded. What's that song by The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, whatever? I think I got blinding prices right now. Hold on. Hold on. That price,
dude. Right off the bat, I'm liking that nose already in the bottle. Smelling very nice.
Poured you know what's glass. Funny? We was joking about Lost Lore via text, me and you, about their Blancos. Like, they got they got so many goddamn Blancos. I think I think Mijente has just as much Blancos, dude.
Oh, I am loving this nose, man. This is...
Mijente probably has the same amount of Blancos as to Lost Lore does, though.
Damn. All right. Very bright. Citrus forward, get a lot of lemon zest, lime.
Mm-hmm. People, that's their regular Blanco. That was their first Blanco release. It was the one I reviewed last year, but didn't have it on the show.
A touch oceanic. I think I get a little salinity on the notes too.
A little seawood, you know.
A little seawater, yeah, if you will.
A little seawater, a little wood.
Mm. The minerality, yeah.
Yeah. That earthy.
Very complex nose. There's a lot going on in here too.
Shit, even at $50 is still a good price. Unlike that $90 bottle that lady.
Pretty peppery too.
Mm-hmm. I had it. I had the guy bring me another glass of ice too as well. Tastes so different on the rocks, dude. It doesn't taste at all like the same at all. Like, dude, funny enough, you get more of that oceanic taste to it.
Man, dude, this smells like a nice ocean breeze. That's just all I'm getting right now. This is
and the ice.
Man, this way hit in the summer, man. I can already tell.
Yeah, that's when I had it. And the ice extracts that ocean view more. Like it tastes like.
Dude, I can smell this all day.
It tastes refreshing as shit with ice. So yeah.
All right, I'm telling you right off the bat, man. That nose is the last drop. Yeah, that's the last drop worthy nose right there.
Shit, that price, that discount. You see that, people?
Say, yeah, that price. Yeah.
You see that, people? You see what I'm talking about right there? See, he didn't fell into the JB trap right there now, whatever, like that. You see that? That motherfucker saw that 30%. He just said,
like, okay.
Oh, I got to have that. I needs it. He turned into Gollum. He started like flicking his fingers and shit
started grabbing my phone.
He had a little
clutching the shit close to my chest.
He had a little twitch and shit in his system. Whatever. He started shaking and shit. Like,
yeah, started turning
like,
all slimy.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Stringy hair and shit.
Started convulsing. He's like, oh shit. He started saying foul shit like, I fuck your mother's soul or whatever. And shit. He was like, whoa. It's like, what the hell going on right now? The dog was looking at him like...
Sort of biting off fish heads for no reason. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
The dogs were staring at him like, yo, this motherfucker crazy. Yeah,
lost his shit.
That's what them discounts do to you.
Yeah, that's what saving money does.
You order tequila off them more often. Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
What else you got? Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm about to dive for the palate for this.
I'll tell you what, Uber Eats can be a sponsor for this show if they give me that mm-hmm. Delta Rosoro deal, right? That bundle package. They can give me that bundle package, Cody. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay, interesting. I was not expecting that. Mm-hmm. All right, this doesn't really, at least that first initial taste, doesn't really fall the nose too much, I think.
No, it does not.
Actually, it's a lot more fruit forward on the palate. It's like berry green apple for it. I was not expecting that. And almost like a now or later. Almost. It's kind of weird.
And it's like more pepper on the nose than it is on the taste.
Yeah, not really peppery in the flavor. It's like a green apple bomb. Holy shit. Okay. Interesting. Maybe like a little, just all green, like roasted green bell pepper too, a little bit.
I like green. Green money. I love me some green.
Yeah, finish doesn't linger too much on this one. This is all kind of middle and the front. Very clean. Very clean. Washes the palate nice. I do like that aspect, but it's not really much of a long finish.
No.
In my estimation.
It's like a little bit before medium. Yeah. Like right between short and medium.
now I'm getting a little bit more. It's like kind of like a kind of like similar to something I had actually last week, which is a completely different, actually a beer. Getting like a green tea note right now. Purple.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is green tea month here on the last drop. So, yeah. It's green tea month here, people.
But yeah, this is not really spicy at all. Which I was kind of really shocked actually by, because I was getting a lot of pepper on the nose. A good amount. Maybe a little bit of that lime zest too. To get a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that rind, kind of.
Yeah,
I really don't know what to think about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it. I was expecting something much different. Given the nose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I knew, sometimes this works out, sometimes it doesn't. Like when you go to things unexpected. You know, sometimes, I don't know. I do like it. I just think the nose set me up for something that was a bit more exceptional than what I'm drinking right here.
I'm willing to bet, had you had this in a setting, you probably wouldn't even thought about it and enjoyed it more. As to compare to being on a review show talking about it, where you have to overthink.
It's like sipping it right now. This is a good background pour. It's like this.
Yeah,
it's
fine. Totally.
I can sip this easily. It's good. Like that.
Solid 2.5 or 3 background.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like the most I can say about it. Nothing out here is standing out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's good. It's just nothing's like, ooh, I have to go on my way to taste this or acquire this particular bottle. I'm glad I got it for the price I got it for.
Yeah.
I think it fits the bill accordingly with that.
I think it's a $45 range. Yeah. It's priced well. It's not,
I'll say so.
Yeah. it did make me want to try the higher end Blancos that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That much I will say. I am curious to try their other varieties.
Because they got that's probably
one of the better things I can say about this.
They got like, what, two or three more other Blancos and three different Reposados type shit?
I'd be curious to try like a, see what they do with a higher ABV variety. And then I want to see what they do in that realm.
That new one that came out, I heard some pretty fucking great things about it. I forgot what that range is for. I think it was like $80 or something like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I heard some people had that on their top 10 last year. So I forgot the name of the damn bag. I guess I could look it up.
And now it's opened up a little bit more. I'm getting a little bit more like some of that spice character too. Now it's coming up a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot more of the roasted bell pepper.
But I got the same as you, though. I didn't think it was that... that heavily complex though on the taste buds, especially the finish as well. But I thought it was really solid though. I thought it was like really
I like it.
Myself drinking that pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I do like it. I think it's perfect, you know, just you chill out, setting in the background, maybe listen to music, maybe clean it up.
Pour that on some Only Mix.
Or that, yeah, that works too. This would be a good mixer. I can see that. Yeah.
Pour that on some Only Mix and then,
I think it'd be a solid mixer. I think quality, good pour, nothing mind-blowing. I think I got it at a perfect price, $38 and some change. Like you were saying, $45, I think that's a fair price for this.
Yeah.
Nose is fantastic. Love that fucking nose. But the palate, it's fine. It's good. I like it. Overall, I think I'm going to land on a 2.5 drops for this one.
Yeah.
I think it's a fine pour.
2.5 drippy droppies. Yeah. That's a solid because that'd probably be my rating too as well. That would have been my rating. I'd probably get a 2.5 for they stand. Yeah, around a 2.5, which is solid. Mm-hmm. It's right in the middle ground area there. some good quality stuff right there. Falls in that that regular like Ocho El Tesoro Blanc. Actually, I think probably El Tesoro Blanc might be a little bit better. Well, I don't know. We'll see, I guess, whatever. Those cheaper expression tequilas and shit like that, I think it falls in that range or whatever, usually in those $30 or $40 ranges or whatever. So for me, glad you did a Blanco because I'm doing a Reposado.
Very nice.
Regular-ass Reposado, regular-ass Blanco. So regular-ass tequila week down here.
Perfect. Back to basics.
Back to the basics here. Nothing special, nothing, you know, too crazy. And then come May, we'll be doing regular-ass Añejo month. Just regular-ass. Regular ass stank ass Añejos, or like, you know, just I don't ever want to be associated with bourbon and añejos ever again. Like, I don't give a fuck about an añejo. Oh, shit. It's got caramel on it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So does a Twix bar, but you don't hear me fucking. Yeah, it was supposed to. You don't hear me fucking dipping a Twix bar in my goddamn whiskey or nothing like that. So shit.
Why would you fuck the whiskey up like that?
No, why would I do that? Yeah. Mm. I thought I was being different. I thought I was hitting something unique with this one or whatever. And then I found out, God damn it, my whole cabinet must be just filled with this motherfucker. It's a Sergio Cruz bottle. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, another one.
Stop. Just stop. Stop making every goddamn thing or whatever and shit. Like, I noticed there was
too much bottles. Is too much.
There was two bottles that came out last year for great prices, by the way. I just want to put that out there. I heard it was like really solid. Like, it's like really good pours. I can't remember the names of them, but they're like simple labels and everything too. And I heard they were worth like the $38. Like, oh yeah, they're great sippers and shit. Sergio Cruz makes some motherfuckers. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, just stick to three fucking brands. Okay. Just stick it. Like, you all over the goddamn place. Like, I really think non-1414 is just nothing without this dude. I don't know what the fuck they would do if, when he decides to retire or quit or whatever the fuck he decides to, or move on, whatever, you know. So, what I'm drinking here, people, is something I got from my man, and you'll see him on Instagram, the masked vigilante himself, whatever, the agave man. That's my boy right there, my Sipperoo brother right there, as he would call himself. And he gave me this bottle at the Sabor event I went to last year. And that is a Tao.
Tao. Okay, Tao. Okay.
A bottle is beautiful, as you can see, that me and Mr. Sipperoo Agave, man, we was kind of, you know, putting a dent in this motherfucker. but he hooked the brother up. He gave it to me. He was just like, we were getting ready to leave at the event. He digged in his bag and was like, this is how he talks to Noah. My Sipperoo brother. I've got to lay you with the good juice right now for you. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. Can't tell if my man in character or what.
The good juice.
The good juice for you, my brother. let me pull up something on his. Let me see something. Let me pull up something on his IG. Let me see something real quick. Get him to talk real quick. Hold on. My
Oh, he actually has a mask. I was not expecting. Oh, you're just bullshit.
Boy, right there.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm not expecting that. All right.
We know your story's always on goddamn fire.
Yeah.
All right.
That Lost Lord mask he got is badass too. He comes through with a different mask every now and then too. Every event gets its own mask and shit like that. Hold on, I'm trying to get my Sipperoo on or whatever and shit. Where he at? Hold on. Oh, here it is.
Hookah. 24 days of Christmas. What gets me grinchy? What gets me crunchy? What gets me those Grinch vibes? It's people in the drive-thru that are in charge of the drive-thru.
Very passionate man.
Hey, man. That. Told you he talks like that. My Sipperoo brother. I got the hookup right here, whatever. So he hooked your boy up with that Tao bottle, that Tao Reposado. I got to try some of that at the event, whatever, and I thought it was pretty solid myself. I haven't sipped on it since, and that was a few months ago. Actually, that was a while ago now, so I can't even remember. There is a fucking gnat flying around. I am like trying to. I want him dead, like so bad.
Bring me his head.
Like, this motherfucker is trying to hover over my tequila like crazy and shit. I just had to put the cab out. He's hovering his little ass out. He's like, hold on now. I smell something now. Hold up now. Where the shit at right now? I want to know. I want to know where it's at. So, yeah. So, hold on. Let me close off Sipperoo brother over here real quick. Agave man. That's Agave
Sipperoo brother.
Yeah, my brother Agave man. Let me see, close him off real quick. He over there preaching right now, you know. I will tell you on the nose, it is like really rich. You get that toasted oak in there, or whatever, the little bit of caramel hints in there, like a Twix bar, basically. The agave is all cooked and everything. Really heavenly, but like kind of what you sniff is what you get on there, you know? So nothing too like mind blowing, like, ooh, what is that or anything like that? The vanilla comes out on it as well, too. So it's got those barrel proof flavor notes on there. Where's this? I think it's only 80 proof, too. So yeah, it's only 80 proof. I love the bottle or the logo design, I should say. I even like the bottle shape of it, too. It looks different. You don't really see too many.
It's a very cool bottle. I like it.
Yeah, I like the little bottom. Like you could definitely use this as a reed decanter.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and put a decanter. It came with this tag on it with a QR code on it and stuff. I have not scanned that or whatever. What, anything else on here? Is that just a government warning? Comes out of NOM 1414. We just talked about that. That's Sergio Cruz himself. Imported and distributed out of Houston, Texas. So, yeah. I don't really see too many of these bottles on the shelf or anything like that. I think it ranges. I see the price range all over the fucking place. I see El Cerrito. I don't shop there anyway. Fuck that store, too, as well. But they got it for, like, $73 or some shit like that, whatever. Mm. When you can get it at other stores for, like, $50. That's, now you know why I don't shop there. Like, so you can get it like between $49 to $55 or whatever. Usually, I see that Total Wine has it in stock. I don't really shop at Total Wine that much these days, but I don't recall seeing it on the shelf. Or if I did, I just kind of like looked over it. So the Total Wine shit is not organized at all. I don't know how they fucking display that shit. It's just like, yeah, we got some shit here. There's some shit on this side or whatever.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it looks like that fits right there. Just put that right there.
Put that right there. We're going to put all the non-additive shit sporadically. Just going to mix it in, you know. We're going to put Cos Connors on that second to middle shelf right there. Just
alphabetical order? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is all that bullshit? No, no. Yeah, we're going to have G4 all the way in the middle, in the top, in the back, and then Ocho going to be on the bottom on the first shelf right there. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I can't find shit in here without having to look at it. That's why they always got a motherfucker walking up to you. Can I help you with anything? And it's like, no. No, you cannot, or whatever. It's almost like they just look, they like playing Tetris. If it's open, they're going to put a bottle there. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You know what? The vanilla is coming out more than the caramel, more I think about it. Yeah, like the vanilla sticks out more, is like richer than the caramel does. Smells really good, though. Not bad for a regular reposado. I got to give it its dues there or whatever. Now, I know Sergio Cruz made it. I know that this was aged for between 4 to 6 months in American oak white barrels. I might be wrong on the white part, but I know it's oak American oak barrels. So I think it's American oak white barrels. So 4 to 6 months, really not that much long. So, but they got the process down right on the nose for that, because it does smell like it could have been longer. Like, it smells like a little bit more mature, you know, a little like that richness comes through and it just got that matureness to it. So, like, 4 to 6 months, you hear that and be like, oh, that's so short. I would have even probably guessed maybe even 10 months per se, but that color is weak as fuck, though. I don't know about that color. Color looks like some kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty.
White.
Yeah, almost looks.
Winy.
Champagne-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a white wine too, as well. Like, so yeah, it looks weak as shit. But sipping on this now, my sip-a-roo. Damn, that gnat just came out at high, man. The motherfucker said sip-a-roo. Where? Oh yeah, you get that toasted agave like right back on the finish. Kind of helps with that proof, a little bit of lingering. Mild little spices on there, not too much. You feel it more on the back end of the palate there. Perfectly balanced. You get that honey as well. There's a little bit of honey on the palate as well. I think I know with that little mild pepper, that's like more of a cinnamon note too now. Really solid stuff, I got to say. I shouldn't be that impressed by being a Reposado because Sergio Cruz did it, but. Really well balanced. It doesn't taste like how it looks, that's for sure. Like, you expect some really light, young shit with this. It's got a matureness to it. It tastes great. That barrel influence is there. Toasted oak is still there. The vanilla flows even more. The spices are very like mild in there, but you still know that they're there. Some earthy tones as well. Like, it's got that oaky earth tone flavor to it. Where that finish is like more medium, it's more of the flavor profile. You get way more of that flavor profile essence. That cinnamon comes through a little bit more too. It kind of like helps push it a little bit longer. But you definitely get all that, like that American oak barrel door more so on the back end than you do on the palate. The palate is more honey-ish. The agave obviously comes through as well too. Man, solid stuff. I gotta tell you, I was gonna say it makes me want to try the Añejo, but then I forgot. I don't really care for Añejos that much. So if you had an extra Añejo, I definitely would try that now. Whatever. So yeah, really solid stuff. I didn't know what to expect out of this, but enjoy the shit out of it. It really could be used as an everyday sipper, but great quality. Definitely has that summer essence to it, a little late spring summer essence to it. As Cody said earlier, I feel like sitting in the backyard with this, grilling up some Wagyu burgers on the smoker back there, whatever, and just sipping this, whatever, because that barrel influence really comes in deep. You would not expect that with this coloring on it, man. I gotta tell you.
Looks can be deceiving.
That coloring is a lie. Don't let this color, as Cody just said, don't let them looks be deceiving to you people out there, whatever. Does it look that way in the bottle?
No, it looks like a little more gold in the bottle.
Yeah, it looks a little bit more gold in the bottle, yeah.
At least on the screen.
Yeah, it does too in person as well. I'm trying to, like, I guess if you, like, when it's not combined all into one, you do kind of see a little, like, fading. It's a little, that little whiteness going in there, so. But it's all piled in one, whatever. But, yeah, this tastes solid, man. I guess like you, it's nothing really mind blowing. I guess it's more mind blowing that it's a fucking repo, and doing this or whatever. Nothing mind blowing. Nothing really like changing the game for me, anything like that. But it is really fucking good. I will say that. So, man, I think I might drop I'm gonna drop a 3 on this.
No, okay.
Actually, you know what? I might go 3.5.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I might go 3.5 on this.
All right.
Yeah.
I expected a 3. It was 3.5. All right.
Yeah. Cause I started thinking about the price. I was like, man, you get this for 50 bucks, dude. That's a solid repo then. You know, getting those flavor notes. And I started thinking about too the regular repo. I just bought some shit, by the way, people, because it was on sale. It just popped up my screen, whatever, and my PayPal just went up. So full circle, goddamn it. I started thinking about when we did regular-ass repo month, dude. Like, we wouldn't taste anything like this. Like,
okay.
I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, this is solid, man. You getting those barrel notes on it and everything? That's the only thing I know about it. It was aged in those American barrels for 4 to 6 months, American white barrels. So other than that, it doesn't really seem like it has that much, like, you know, special aging process going on here. So to be that just a regular reposado with that notion on it and carry that much influence on it, a little maturity on it. So I might be in the moment right now with the 3.5, whatever. But in the overall scheme of reposados, I can't remember what we talked about on regular ass reposado or month or whatever, but I remember just going like, it's not all that great.
Yeah. Yeah, that says a lot for that month. You can't really remember what we tried. So
what did we drink?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Damn.
Can I tell you, sir?
I really don't remember. I can't think about it.
Yeah. Fucked about no.
Oh, was it regular-ass reposado month, though? Did we drink, like, some fucking... We probably drank, like, specialty repos, I bet, huh? Yeah, I don't think it was
regular. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it wasn't regular ass reposado?
I don't think it was regular ass. I could have sworn we did like a regular repo month or whatever, but
me, okay. Yeah, either way, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either, to be honest. So yeah, either way. That wasn't the month where we had the Lost Lore shit, right? Sergio Cruz.
I don't think so.
No, I hope not.
Maybe not. I don't think so though.
Mm. I remember talking shit, and I pulled that G4 Classico, whatever, about something. I know we were probably talking about G4 Reposado. This is miles better than G4 Repo, by the way.
It sounds like it.
And for the same price, too, by the way. Like, this has a little bit more essence to it. But I wouldn't put it over the G4 Classico Reposado, probably. Actually, I need to do that test again or whatever, because I haven't tried that since last year or whatever. And that shit was phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I needed to review those. Maybe I should have did those bottles this week. But I remember that having something. But that, once again, that was like their old school recipe and shit like that. So that was like a special release. I know K&L's about to get some soon. Shit, maybe I'll probably grab another bottle of each one of those, because those are really fucking fantastic stuff. But for a regular Reposado you can find on the shelf, Cody, man, $45 to $50, dude, you can't beat this.
Like a no-brainer to me.
So I'll shoot it at 3.5. The only reason why it doesn't get the last drop, I don't really feel the need to rebuy this again. I don't feel the need to tell people to rush out and get it as well, too. I think if it was like something, though, that you're just like, Cody's like got it in his hands, it's like, JB, should I get this or whatever? I'm like, fuck yeah. If that's what you was hoping to get, go ahead. Go ahead, try that bad boy. Yeah. But I don't think I would tell him to go to the store after this show and go grab this right now. So that kind of keeps it from getting that last drop right there. It's one of those, if it's in your hands, go ahead and grab it. But if it ain't on your radar to get, eh, there's like other better stuff out there to get. But as far as repos go, yeah, man, I would take this, dude. I'd probably grab this and take it to like a event or a little party or something like that. If I wanted to like just take a bottle that I know no one's tried or whatever and stuff like that, but it's really good. I would take this, dude. That cinnamon still lingers in the back end too. It's very mild, but it's back there, dude. So yeah, this is solid stuff. Sergio Cruz knocks it out of the park again. I probably can be convinced to go back between a 3 and a 3.5, whatever, but I'm going based off of other regular Reposados we've had, and that's where it gets the bump up to the 3.5, really.
Good stuff, man. Hell yeah. I like that.
I got to thank my Super-Roo brother for giving me that. Thank you, Agave, man, for that hookup right there, because that was actually pretty solid stuff right there. I actually enjoy that a lot now. This is something I'm just going to leave it out. I'm not going to put it back in the cabinet. I'm going to leave it out. I'm just going to sip on this bad boy. 3.5 on that right there. So, people, that is it for the show here. We will be back for Mix and Match week next week. That's the last week of the month.
Back at it.
Before we get into El Tesoro month. Can't wait to get into that month and dive right into there, because I'm so excited to review that stuff, because it could be bullshit for all we know now.
It could very well be. Time will tell.
Mind you, it's random as hell. So we don't have a set week or anything like that. Just bring whatever the fuck you want to bring, as long as it's got El Tesoro's name on it or whatever stuff. So, like, we're trying, at least I'm trying the higher end stuff. I'm going right to that Yamazaki one right away. So we're about to find out if that shit works or not. Find out if that shit works or not or whatever. Oh, yeah.
All shall be revealed.
I know those single barrels are phenomenal. We've had those before, so I'm not. I'm not gonna be really that blown away by that or whatever stuff, but we're gonna get out of here now, people. We've been here long enough. I think we've been going for what, just about an hour. Yeah, just about an hour. So yeah, we can wrap it up then. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.